This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The statement by John Ray, who's one of the attorneys for some of the victims of Gilgo Beach, saying that this is part of a large criminal enterprise, referring to what Rex Hiraman was involved in. It seems like a very large statement to make, or a very broad-reaching statement to make. Is there evidence to that? Is there something that points to this being more than just what would one call a John that's out there and frequenting sex workers on a regular basis? Is there any reason to think that Hiraman might be part of something bigger?
You know, that struck me as in the bizarre category. And, you know, again, serious case, possible death penalty. It strikes me as desperate and throwing out anything to try to deflect the focus from him. It doesn't make any sense.
And this has been an interesting character. And we've had him on the show, John Ray, talking about his involvement. And he's been involved far before Rex Hiraman ever entered the lexicon of any of this, just simply with the investigations into the Gilgo Beach murders over the last 10 years. He's been out there. He's been representing these families and has been very much pro getting into this and calling out the BS that they were dealing with the former chief of police that has been removed now from the case. It does beg the question, is there a connection there with Hiraman and the former chief of police who's now in jail? They would have been going in the same circles. John Ray seeming to kind of insinuate that, but simply because they were around the same people at the same times, cruising for sex. What are the odds that there could be a connection between the two of I rub your back, you rub mine, not literally, but to the effect of, you know, if they go missing, I'm not going to go after this. And they're missing, you know, that protects both of them, quite honestly, from anybody going after them or pointing fingers that these people were involved with sex workers.
You know, this would be an incredible television movie if that turned out to be true.
Yes.
I don't see it as being feasible, but stranger things have happened. No, I don't know that we can rule anything out, but it does to me sound bizarre. It would be really strange. And who knows how many people were involved with sex workers in that community at the same time. But typically, this has the MO of kind of the classic, you know, sexually sadistic serial killer. So generally, you don't see that kind of collusion. I don't know that we've ever seen that kind of collusion before. So it really would put it in a unique category.
There's been a lot of observations, criticism, including from me, about how Asa Elrup has been handling everything. And that's, you know, there's no right or wrong. Everybody deals with this very differently. So I can't say I've always been on base with some of that. But at the same point, is there a right or wrong way to deal with what is going on in her life right now? Her husband accused of these horrendous crimes. She's been doing what she's been doing. We don't need to rehash all of that. But is there any advice one would give to Asa Elrup being in this situation of what would be best for you right now, not only for healing and getting through it, but for helping the investigation? And if her husband is guilty, trying to bring justice to those victims?
Yeah, you know, this would be, you know, finding out that the person you're married to and you've been living with all those years could actually psychologically shatter a lot of people. And so if I were to give advice, it would be very much unique to the situation. She's got the kids. One of them has some developmental delays. So there are just so many variables and so many difficult factors. The only generic advice I would give is to have as much support as you possibly can. And I don't know what all her resources are for that. It's such an odd thing to have happen. And fortunately, it doesn't happen often enough. We don't have a handbook, you know, prepared for when your husband is a serial killer and you find out this is how you get through it.
Hey,
maybe
book
I
idea.
Should write that
book
one.
Book idea, Siobhan, right there.
There you go.
You'll sell 20 copies in a year.
Exactly. So it's really tough to speculate. I mean, I don't know her mental health status before all this. She certainly appears depressed right now.
Sure.
And battling battling cancer. So she is probably not in the right frame of mind to have the best judgment. And she may not have people in her network, family or good friends, who really know how to support her. So I think we can safely say we are not seeing her at her best.
Sure.
And who knows what the rest of her life is going to be like, but it's rugged.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
Or the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.